your whole career, but specifically this season, for not allowing the first guy on you to take you down, yards after the catch, if you will. What contributes to that?
He sounds like my mom talking too. That's good stuff. Just being around, knowing this game, how to play it for a while. Somebody asked me that question yesterday too, and they're like, "Why are you playing so well?" And I've been around for a long time. I compared it to the when you watch those old kung fu movies and you see the guy with the long beard. The toughest fighter is not usually the young guy; it's the old guy who's been around for a long time. And so I figure I'm like that because you see everything, you see every coverage, you know the angle that a guy's coming to get you, you know the angle he's going to take, and I'm just out there doing my thing. Been doing this for, 25 years now since Pop Warner, so I've learned a couple things.
Still grabbing onto that 5% that you left the window open now?
It's at 95%. I'm still the same that I've always been since the beginning of the season. And if we get to the Super Bowl, if we're lucky enough, it's probably going to even go up higher. So that's the goal, is to win one and win a championship and get out of here.
Michael Palmer's up to 97. Michael Palmer told USA Today was up to 97.
97? Yeah, well, geez, Mike Palmer's got a big mouth, huh? Look at that. I'm going to get him for that. after last week, it probably went up a couple percentage points. And maybe if we get this win, it'll go up to 99%. But I hate even toying with that or anything like that. I mean, I the last thing I'd ever want to do is be a distraction. But the only reason I'm at 95 is because I don't want to close the window all the way, just in case, you know. But pretty much I have my mind made up that this is probably going to be it.
Have you ever spoken to John Elway or Bettis or any of those guys who went out after winning the Super Bowl just to, find out what kind of closure they felt and how they felt their careers ended that way?
I spoke to Strahan about it, that he said, yeah, that's the way you want to do it. I think that's every athlete's dream. Any professional athlete out there, it doesn't matter what sport it is, you would love to win a championship and leave. And that's where I'm at. I know I could still play this game. There's no doubt about it. I could play this game for another 3 years, I think, if I wanted to. But at a high level, too. But there comes a point in your career where I've gotten everything I've ever wanted from this game. And the only reason I've been playing for the last couple years, to tell you the truth, is for an opportunity like this. And now that it's presented, I feel some closure coming in. And I still got some more closure to take care of, though. And that's obviously winning this weekend and hopefully winning if we get to the Super Bowl.
If you do retire, what are you looking forward to doing the most?
Probably do some television, talk about football, stay in the game a little bit, like a lot of retired players do. So any network out there. I'm free next year, if just in case.
Do you think that 5% becomes bigger if you get closer? Like, if you're so close, you can almost taste it?
I feel like we're right there right now.
Yeah.
We are right at the door. The door is opening for us, and we just got to push it a little bit more. And I don't, like I said, it has nothing to do with it. The only possibility, that's where that 5% is if we get really, really close, and obviously that means getting past this and getting to the game, and then we don't win. Then you're like, okay, well we're right there. I can come back and maybe get it, but you can't. When I'm looking at history, you can't chase a Super Bowl. That's tough. It's so tough to win a Super Bowl in this league. That's why New England, that organization, is just so great, because it seems like they're always getting there. But it's not normal to do it year in and year out, and you never know what can happen. Especially in the NFL, because the injury rate, and a key player go down here and there, players coming back the next year. It's not like basketball or anything where you're gonna have all your superstars back. Stuff happens. People leave or whatever. I'm not gonna sit here and that's the last thing I want to do is chase a Super Bowl. But because we got the opportunity right now, and hopefully we can get it done now.
Tony, what challenges does the offense?
Hold on, I'm sorry. Okay.
It took you 16 years to get that first one. You think, now we're going to get two more of these in 3 weeks? You think about that?
Yeah, I thought about it. I said, that'd be great. And honestly, looking back, I probably wouldn't have said this back then after a loss, but I'd lose all those to go ahead and go 3-0 in the playoffs this year, and obviously in the Super Bowl. And like I said, it would be a dream to be able to leave, retire from this game a Super Bowl champion. But obviously, that's in the future. We got to, obviously, this game is very important. We got a tough opponent, and we're looking forward to it.
You mentioned, football's different than basketball. It's such a team game. There's so many variables, so many things. How much should a player's legacy rest on championships, knowing all that?
I don't think it's fair. And I've said that before, and I still, even after now I got my first playoff victory, I still say the same thing. It's not really fair to judge a player by okay, did he win a Super Bowl or not, you know. It's about how he played, you know, week in and week out. And I know a lot of people out there are not going to agree with me with that statement. But that's just how I feel because there is so many variables that go into winning. I've been on teams where we went 13-3 in Kansas City, and we had the best number one offense in the league, I think, in 2003. But we had the ranked dead last defense, and we got to the playoffs and lost. And that's just how it goes. I mean, you got to have it takes a total team effort, and everybody focusing, and everybody staying disciplined. From what I've seen, and that's what we have here from this team. That's what it takes to win. So you can't say a player isn't Hall of Fame worthy or anything like that. A Pro Bowl or whatever worthy because he doesn't, you know, because he's not on a winning team. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald is still one of the best receivers in the league.
Tony, for our viewers back in Japan, and I know you've addressed this before, but you got really emotional after the last game. If you could just sort of go through that again, if you could tell us what was going through your mind at that
point. Well, it was just a roller coaster of emotion where, you know, obviously having a 27-7 lead going into that fourth quarter, you're like, okay, it's pretty much over with. We got this one in the bag. And then to see it, them driving at the end when they scored that last touchdown, to see them driving, you see, I'm in my mind, I'm saying, here it goes again. I mean, I can't believe it. It's not fair. You know, you start feeling kind of sorry and you get down. And I remember looking up in the stands at my where my family sits, and I was just shaking my head. I saw my cousin, and he was shaking. They were shaking their heads too, like, man, I guess it's just not meant to be. And then to go out there and get it done and pull out the victory, it's just like a floodgate opened up inside me, and that's the reason I was crying. Like I said, I never thought I was capable of crying after a game because I figured, shoot, what are you crying for? You're so excited. But now I know how it feels, and I'm glad I got to experience that. Hopefully we can win without going through that again.
You've seen a lot of offenses come and go in your career, and for the second week you're facing a guy who can run and throw at the same time, and you have a drop-back quarterback on your team. What do you think the future is for that position in the league?
It seems like I was telling Matt, you know, you're going to be a dinosaur here pretty soon. You know, it's just how it goes, I guess. Yeah, a lot of these athletic quarterbacks are coming into the league, and it creates, first of all, it's confusing right now for defenses because they haven't seen it that much of it. But also it creates a way where, you know, not only can he throw, but he can beat you with your legs. And you never ever – you cover all the guys on the field. Now he's just going to take off running because everybody's downfield. It's a disadvantage for a defense. But, you know, but I think a guy like Matt, you still look at the upper echelon quarterbacks, Matt, Tom, Peyton. I mean, those guys are very, very good. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, Eli Manning, you can keep going on. There's a lot of really good pocket quarterbacks.
Tony, do you remember a point in your career where you realized, okay, the respect of your teammates and the respect of your peers actually will live longer than maybe even the numbers?
Mm-hmm. I think that was taught to me before I even got to the league. That's something my mother taught me, I'll tell you that. I mean, in my family, my older brother, Chris, it's, you know, you always want to make sure you have a good name and the respect of others, and you get that by your actions. And it's always been important to me to make sure that I'm not a jerk or let my head get in the clouds. And I've been very fortunate to be around some people like that. Like my mother and my brother, they will tell me that, look, you're being a jerk. Who do you think you are? You know, and that's what you need in your life. That's what I would recommend to any athlete coming in. Make sure you surround yourself not with yes people. Surround yourself with some no people. They're going to tell you, no, that's not a good idea. And get somebody that you trust. And I've been lucky to have that in my corner.
This Niners defense doesn't seem to give up a lot of big numbers. Tight ends, is it the linebackers? Is it the safeties? I mean, what do you see from that? Everything.
I think it's a combination. They have some studs on their defense. I mean, some really, really good, you know, all pro, whatever, Pro Bowl type players. And they don't blitz that much. They get hands on you. I mean, I'll be probably going against Witter, Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman. I mean, all those guys are real good players. They're all Pro Bowlers. So that's why you haven't probably seen the big numbers from opposing tight ends. And, you know, but for us, the luxury that we have as an offense, it's not just me. It is two big dogs outside of me with Julio and Roddy that that are able to go down and make some plays. So it's like I said, we will always try to be that PYP offense. We'll pick your poison, and you want to take some, one of us away, another one, the other one's going to go out and kill you.
Tony, you played in some loud buildings, obviously, in Kansas City. Talk about how much you appreciate being at home this week and how tough our building is on the opposing team.
It's huge. It's huge. Being in the dome, that dome was rocking last week. That was the loudest I've ever heard it. And we're going to need it even louder this week. And it helps. It's a huge advantage for us, especially out there on defense. It just confused, because I know when I'm out there, when we go on the road and we play in a loud place down there in New Orleans, is real loud, it creates a little confusion. It creates a little bit of panic. I don't care what anybody says. You really have to be totally, totally focused. And it's hard to do that play in and play out throughout the whole game. You know, it's a huge advantage for us, and I think we take advantage of it. We're very tough to beat at home.
You mentioned Matt being in the upper echelon a minute ago. How is he different now than he was even a year ago?
Just more poised, more comfortable. He has a better grasp of the offense. I think Dirk has done a lot for him this year, being able to because we really didn't change the game plans too much. I think it just simplified some things for Matt, and he's just – his confidence is – boom, through the roof right now.
What's he like in the huddle in that last 30 seconds?
He said like he's kind of like he's always been, but now you believe in it more, even more, where he looks at you and says, you know what, we got this. We've been here before. Let's just go down and do what we did last time, and things will take care of itself. And that's what happened.
Tony, have you been able to do a pretty good job of staying in your routine this week and staying focused on the goal that is at hand just this game?
Trying to. Obviously, this is a huge game, biggest game of my life. And so, you know, look at the media in here right now. Obviously, that's what comes with the territory. But you have to kind of try to block it out, not listen to the noise. I haven't been listening to the media just like I did last week as much as I want to. But, you know, I think that's, that, at least for me, that's what's going to work. It's just going out there being totally, totally focused, because this opportunity, like, it doesn't come around too often. It's never come around for me, and this is probably the last time it's going to come around for me. So I want to make sure that that I'm focused and disciplined.
You guys look focused from what we saw on the practice field, the little that we saw. You also seem really loose. I mean, Asante Samuel's got a couple of rings, and yet he's flying around, dancing, shouting. Uh-huh. Is that something that has carried through the entire season, or what do you attribute that to?
That's well, first of all, Asante Samuel, come on, man. He's gonna have fun, and he's gonna keep us loose, and that is. God, what Thomas Dimitrov, one of the best free agent pickups this offseason is getting Asante on our team. Not just from his play. First of all, he's unbelievable. He's awesome player. But from what he brings off the field, just keeping us loose like that. And that's one thing that Smitty preaches. That's one of our goals every week, is obviously do all the physical and mentally. We got to do yada, 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 normal football, rah-rah stuff. But then at the end, it's always stay loose, be positive, have fun. And that's what this game is all about. You cannot play tight. You have to go out there and lay it on the line and be loose and have fun. And you'll like the outcome.
Todd talked a little bit yesterday about just the talking with the younger guys about just cherish this moment. You never know when it's ever going to come back. Do you veterans that are kind of in that same boat, do you ever talk about, you know, wow, this is, we really got to do this?
Yeah. Well, I think it goes without saying, and we do say it, at the beginning of the season, you're usually like, hey, we're going to go out and win the Super Bowl this year. But I think it goes without saying. I mean, you better realize, at least as a veteran, obviously it's easy to realize that, look, this opportunity doesn't come around that often. So cherish it and make the most of it. You know, whatever, make the sacrifices that it takes to make sure that when you step on that field, you are at your best. And I do tell the young guys, I told the young guy like Julio, I was like, your second year and you want a playoff game, you're playing in the NFC Championship game, you know, and then I had to wait 16 years for it. But that's just how it goes. Like I said, sometimes I can't look at it, and I have looked at it and said, man, that's not fair. But it is fair. It is what it is. That's just how it goes in the NFL. And shoot, having a player like him helps us go to the NFC Championship.
Tony, you sense more pressure on the team this week or last week?
Probably if I had to pick, probably last week. But at the same time, our approach hasn't changed. It's still the same approach. But definitely that playoff monkey was on our back last week. And maybe now we can relax a little bit more. But what we did last week, I like what we did those first three quarters. So. And I think we'll have that type of focus. The focus won't be a problem. I don't think we'll let any distractions come in, because it can't. I don't think it's too much more of a distraction this week than it was last week. At least the team hasn't felt that way.
A lot of national media obviously is focused on the young quarterbacks, first and second year guys. Can I ask you, defensively, football IQ's up for young guys around the league? Have you noticed that when you watch film and get on the field, that young guys on the defensive side also seem to be a step up?
Yeah, I've noticed it. Defenses. I think that starts with the coaching and maybe what they're telling them in their meeting rooms. I guess they're probably telling them the same thing that our offensive coaches are telling them. Like, the game keeps evolving, and it keeps becoming better. When I was younger, when I first came in, it seemed like I saw man-to-man or cover-to-zone or middle field closed, you know, and man-to-man. It was very, you know, there wasn't any of these type of zone drop defenses, P-droppers, all this different stuff that you're seeing out. A bunch of guys just walking around like Mike Nolan. You don't know who the Mike is, who the Sam is. Safeties down in the box. You didn't see that too much. It was a lot more vanilla and just, you know, go out there and this is what you're going to see. But that's just how it goes, though. The game is evolving. That's why it's the number one sport in the world, or at least in America. And it's going to only keep getting better. This is unbelievable. Football is unbelievable TV. Just look at the games that are being played. It's a great, great sport because it's so unpredictable and it keeps getting better.
Tony, as a veteran presence, how do you think you've helped your fellow receivers develop or mature?
I'd like to think that I've helped them with the routine. I'm a big believer in routine. That I hate just talking about it. Yeah, we're going to be great. That's one thing that I always ask young players when they come in. I'm like, so what are your goals? And they're like, okay, I want to be a Pro Bowl player. Okay. How are you going to get there? You know, what is your routine? Are you okay? You can't just say, I'm going to work hard. And that's such an ambiguous statement. So blank. I mean, working hard is going out after practice and going out before practice and say, I'm going to catch 50 balls before practice, 50 balls after practice, and 50 balls during practice. It's 150 balls. That's way more balls than I bet you normally catch. You know, normally you catch maybe 8 or 10 balls at the most. That's if you're like the star receiver on the team. So I've tried to tell those guys that in between drills, where the defense is on the field, you catch balls and not just catch them. I mean, don't go through the motions. Make it count. If you're out on that field, why waste time? You know, you're only out there an hour and a half. Just make it count. And I think they're picking up on it. And I like to think that they're a lot more consistent, not just because of me, but just because of their routine, that they've changed that routine. Look at Roddy this year from last year. His consistency is so much better this year. And he's played so well this year. The best that I've seen him play. And Julio, he keeps improving. The sky's the limit with him. He'll be one of the top two receivers in this league, you know, in the next couple of years. If not,
already. Did your routine start back at Cal or did you start in the NFL? When did your routine start?
Starting it after my second year in the NFL, towards the end of my second year. And I figured it out the hard way, where I had a pretty good rookie year. And then that second year, I dropped 17 balls. And I figured I got to do something different because right now the routine is not working. And I went from being a backup player to being a starter, where there's a little bit more pressure, high expectations go up. I started reading a lot more books, seeing the guys like Michael Jordan, like Tiger Woods, Barry Sanders, Jerry Rice, looking at their routine. And you sit back and you say, oh, my God, I can't believe how much work actually goes into being that great of a player. And that's where you say to yourself, if I want to be that great, this is what I got to do. And that's where I started coming up with my routine. And I've kind of been adding to it. And it kind of changes every year, but kind of stays the same too, I guess. But I'm always looking for every advantage, and that's what I want these young receivers, young guys playing the game, that you can't ever be content. You gotta keep going out there trying to be the best every week, every year, because that's what this game is all about, consistency and trying to get better.